Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. How you doing this morning, basketball fans? Shockers, big winners on a Thursday night. K-State, big winners on a Thursday night. And we're here to talk about it all today, get you ready for a football weekend. It's Jacob Albrockton, TJ Cleland. It is Sports Daily. Glad to have you with us today. It'll be a fun show. You can get in touch with the program at 869-1240. You can let us know. Shocker fans, where you at? What'd you think last night? We can also take your video comments. Facebook, YouTube, X. We can take your voice messages on the Odyssey app. It's all available for you today. Max Power in there handling those things for us. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza, a sriracha cream cheese base, topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown, now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. If I have any extra bags under my eyes, it's because I didn't sleep well last night because I was so excited to get on the program this morning after what I saw last night and to hear the video that Max Power has back in studio. Max, do you have it pulled up? Pause for dramatic effect.
All right, we'll get that from Max.
All right, Max is still sleeping. Anyways, Shockers, 16 three-pointers last night.
16 threes. 16. Sets a school record, yes?
Yep, most ever.
Okay.
I was setting up the lights for Paul.
Oh, okay. We got Paul covered. All right, do we have it now, Max?
Oh, if you want that thing. Yeah, let me find it.
Okay.
Max will get that. We'll get that for you the next segment. But the Shockers go and they win big, 95-74. They just run all over Loyola. 16 threes, TJ mentioned. Shoot great from the field. I think even more impressive, TJ, than, I don't know if you were following this in the arena, but they were in the broadcast. Turnovers. It was almost the first time ever they had one.
Yeah, tied the school record.
One at the very end of the game to get there. That's almost as impressive as anything that happened last night. Those are good things to help you win. Hit a bunch of threes and don't turn the ball over. But the Shockers look good against Loyola, 95-74. We'll, of course, dig way into that game as we make it through. K-State, TJ, a little later for folks to stay up with. Boy. I'm going to be honest on this one. I'm going to be honest as that thing was, I don't know. It felt like late enough in the second half for me to kind of flip over to some Thursday night football. I was like, oh, K-State's killing them here. And then all of a sudden it's 99-96 and Cal scores 62 points in the second half. I'm not sure when that all happened. Because I flipped the channel before that game ended, but goodness gracious.
I know that was the same thing for me. I was getting all the Shocker stuff ready for the show while I was kind of just watching off to the side. And I was like, oh, they're up by 20. And then I showed the score at 9 o'clock. And I was like, take a look at this. K-State dominating tonight. They're up by 18 points in this one. And then I cut everything ready. I was like, what in the world? They won by three. They gave up 62 points in the second half.
I don't even know how that's possible. But they hung on and got the win. I'm going to need a minute with that game because I was fully prepared to come on here. And I think K-State was still impressive last night because Cal's a pretty good team and they did score 99 points. But we obviously need to talk about that one thing that happened. And they scored 99 points, only hit 9 threes, only. It's a good number. But when you think of 99, you think bigger. I think, you know, offensively, all the things we're seeing from K-State are the things that we want to see. Haggerty leading the way again. Haggerty getting to the free throw line a ton. I think we're seeing more from David Castillo maybe than we thought, and that's fantastic news for this team. But I'm not sure where that defense went in the second half because I turned over the football game, but it went somewhere, and that's something we'll have to dive through and dissect and get you through here. There was a football game last night. The Patriots do hang on, and they get it. They get it done. It was a little closer maybe than we thought. Maybe, the game itself, the Jets were kind of hanging around there for a minute, but Drake May looked really good. And we had Thursday night football, and it's just one more win for the Patriots. And, you know, they talked about it plenty last night. This is a team that could be in the mix to have home field throughout the playoffs based on the schedule that they have left to play versus their peers and who their peers have to play still. So it was a busy Thursday night. That was as busy a sports night as we've had in a few weeks. I was bouncing around last night trying to keep up with everything.
It was. It's a good night to have two TVs on your wall, probably, Jacob. We'll dig into that game later, but while we've got a couple minutes here, what do you think of the Patriots jerseys last night? We're big uniform watchers on the show.
I like the helmets more than I like the jerseys. I liked the idea of it. If they'd just worn their proper, I didn't like the numbers, the bubbly thing on the numbers. But other than that, I like the idea of it. I love the helmets. I thought the helmets were really cool.
Helmets were cool. Can't lie. How good is Drake May?
Listen, I think he's great. I think he's the real deal. He is reading defenses. That's not a very good defense. The next step in his career is a big one to ask of him, but it's one that some great quarterbacks have taken in their second seasons, and that's to do something in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, if he stays on this trajectory, this is what we saw from Mahomes. This is what we saw from Joe Burrow. This is kind of what we saw, if I remember correctly, from Lamar Jackson early on. Like, you can see it. Now the next step will be to come in and do it in big games, do it in the postseason. He's done it in a couple of big games this year. Last night wasn't a big game. But he looks the part. He's doing and the reality is, like, you look at that team and you look at that roster, he's throwing to Steph Diggs, an older version of Steph Diggs, but he's got Steph Diggs. He's got Hunter Henry, who's a little longer in the tooth, Pop Douglas, Matt Hollins, like, they don't have a ton. Like, that was the part, you know, that's how I think it made it a little harder to envision him taking this kind of jump, is because I don't know, you know, Steph Diggs is having a really nice year. I won't take anything away from him, but the rest of that group of pass catchers was one we were like, yeah, they're close. They'll get a few more guys in there. No, they're taking off now. He looks really good. Give Max his flowers, because Drake May appears to be very much the real deal.
North Carolina, they breed them well out there. Mac Brown special.
I suppose. I don't know how many other North Carolina quarterbacks I can think of, but...
Mitch Trubisky.
That's true. That's true. Although, was he a Mac Brown guy, or was he pre-Mac Brown?
I imagine he was a Mac Brown guy.
Yeah, it would be close. I'm not sure. All right, we've got a lot to dig into. We'll start with the Shockers. TJ's been like a little, you know, teenager with a first look at something with a clip that he wants to play. So we'll do that when we come back, and we'll dig into this Shocker performance last night. Really good. Loyola Chicago has struggled at times this year, but man, 21 point wins, that we're going to start getting the roundhouse a little more full and a little more full and a little more full. The buzz is building. This is what we wanted. After the TBT come in, like, people are telling us they want Shocker basketball. And boy, these Shockers have absolutely delivered. So we'll have that for you on the other side. Glad to be here with you. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. And as we go out the door, a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Journey at Intrust Bank Arena on April 4th. Text the keyword Journey to the number 20357. One entry a day between now and November 21st. Standard message and data rates apply. We're coming right back with some Shocker talk here on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Chiefs at the Broncos at 3:25, stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Of course, that is a local game for us here this weekend. You can catch it on KWCH. We'll have your coverage of a big one between the Chiefs and the Broncos, and we'll dig into that a little later. We're going to make picks. The gang is here. We've got the results from last week, and we'll have some fun with it. So that's coming up here on Sports Daily. Okay, Max, let's have the audio that TJ's been so excited about. What are the Shockers going to be this year? Are they going to be a balanced team that attacks from a variety of ways? What I don't think they're going to be is a great three-point shooting team. So what I said yesterday on the radio was that I didn't think the Shockers were going to be a great three-point shooting team. I don't know what I said after that, but I can't imagine. I would imagine there was a little more context. TJ had it clipped in the way that, you know, you clip these things to make fun of somebody, to end it right there and then come in and say, well, looky here, they set a school record. I told him last, I was like, boy, I hope I'm the wrongest about that take of any take ever. I do want to see it over time, right? You know, I want to see, and they're not going to shoot 50%. You know, from three, the best 3-point shooting team in the country last year shot it at 39%.
I got
So let's not like look at 50% as something. To me, it's the volume of threes. I think they can be a good 3-point shooting. I think it can be a 3-point shooting team as far as percentage goes, TJ. I think my question is how much of that is going to be what they do offensively. We've seen three games now, and two of them it's been a big part of their offense, and in one of them it's been probably a little more of what I would have expected coming into the year. So what do we think? What is Paul Mills saying about that part of their game?
I mean, last night the soundbite that, you know, drove home the most was the fact of he quoted Rick Barnes, the Tennessee head coach, for what he said last year, and he said, Mike Gray and Kenyon Giles are here to shoot the basketball. And to quote Rick Barnes, now they're getting paid to shoot the basketball. So they are going to shoot the basketball.
That's fantastic. Against Prairie View, the Shockers took 23 threes, shot another really high percentage, though, by the way. And then let me go back and give you the exact number against Asheville here. It was 16 threes where they made four of them. So that's, I guess, you know, for me, it's like, okay, well, we see 4 of 16 shooting. They didn't really need it against Asheville. They didn't do it a ton. So that becomes the other question. Is this that it's Giles and it's Gray? Are those two guys?
What?
It took more than I think I would.
They took 18 combined yesterday.
What's that?
They took 18 combined yesterday between the two of them.
And look, if those two can do it, because that's what, you know, K-State's kind of doing the same thing, right? A little bit. They've got two snipers out there in Haggerty, who didn't take a bunch last night, in Abdi Bashir. So, by the way, K-State, I believe, is the best three-point shooting team in the country thus far. Let that soak in just a little bit. I think the big thing for me that makes it so awesome, and they are, they're shooting 54% from three on the year. The big thing for me that makes it awesome is how many times have we seen, well, just Shockers, for instance. How long have the Shockers been trying to be a good three-point shooting team and it just doesn't work? I mean, we're going on 6-7 years now. How often have KU recruited and tried to become a better three-point shooting team and it just doesn't happen? So if the Shockers, you know, fall into being one of the better three-point shooting teams in the country by volume and percentage, it totally changes the outlook of this season. I don't want to overreact to one game where they shot the lights out, but that's two games now where they've shot a really high percentage. And I think that should give Shocker fans just a ton of excitement today.
Yeah, I think that it's what they're going to want to do. I think that there's a realistic world where they're going to shoot, I mean, 25 a game. It feels like an actual, like at least 20 a game feels like a reasonable number. I think the first game was the outlier, is the fact that Mike Gray didn't shoot very well. I think he had 4 points. They only made 4 threes on the night. And so I think that whenever they looked at it, they're like, all right, well, we're not going to make our bread and butter this way. Like, we need to, you know, figure out other ways to win the game. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from that. I lost myself there.
It is. It's something that sticks. It's sticky. Two games out of three now. Let's see it on the road. I think that's the next big thing, right? Can they go on the road and can they shoot the three like that? Is this here's what else I like that has been a challenge for them. And it wasn't quite as good last night, but I think it was fine considering, you know, this, like how much they were 13-19 from the free throw line. They missed too many in the first game, which is a little PTSD-y, right? That's been a thing for them. Missed too many free throws, I think, over the past couple of years. And then in the second game, my goodness, they got to the line 41 times.
Yep.
So I would love to see them be a 75-80% free throw shooting team. But again, they didn't turn the ball over last night at all. They played good defense all night long. Those are the things that are even stickier. Those are the things that raise their floor up to this level that is just wild based on what we've seen the past couple of years. And then I think the three-point thing raises the ceiling more. But if they play good defense and they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win a ton of games.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the biggest conversation that we should be having on the radio today, I think, is the fact of, like, you turned the ball over twice. You had 17 assists. You made 16 three-pointers. At one point, you were up by 28 points over your best opponent that you've played thus far. It's still, you know, a team that's not that great in terms of, they wouldn't be a top half American Conference team probably, but it's the best team that they've played thus far. But, like, for a span there last night, that was a question that Taylor Eldridge asked on social media about, like, when was the last time that we've seen 10 minutes of Shocker basketball look like it did last night to start the game, even? Like, they had 27 points in like 8 minutes. Like, they were on pace to score over 100 in the first half of this game. And that isn't what Wichita State basketball has been since the Austin Reeves year. Like, that was the really high scoring team that you always talk about. Like, they haven't had an offense that's had the capabilities of doing that.
Yeah, well, the 2017 team was that elite offense team, yeah, right? Reeves and,
like,
Landry.
I don't want to overreact, but like, this feels like what that might be.
Yeah, that team scored 80 plus, I believe, a game and got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So I think all of this is way too early. The Shockers have gotten off to incredible starts each of the last 2 years under Paul Mills. So, and Loyola probably is not as good as we'd hoped they'd be. And I think all that stuff matters, but it doesn't, like, I think the point today isn't, oh, they're 3-0, right? They're 3-0 and they've played two bad teams and maybe three. Yeah.
They should be.
They're supposed to be 3-0.
They shouldn't make 16 three-pointers and break a school record.
No. And they shouldn't in a game where they were favored by 5 last night, 5 and a half, win by those margins. So they're clearly out to a much better start than anticipated. And that is something I think to be very excited about. I don't know what else is happening in the American yet. We'll see K-State play Tulsa.
I mean,
that'll be handy.
Loyola took like North Texas to the buzzer.
There you go.
So that's your litmus test.
Yeah. And look, Loyola got it within 10. I think it was early in the second half.
Seven.
Nobody's going to hang with any team that shoots the three the way the Shockers shot the three last night. Again, that's not sustainable. I hope this is the new wrongest thing I say maybe ever. The Shockers are not going to hit 16 threes a game and shoot 50%. Okay. That's not going to just like, they're not going to score 100 points a game.
Yeah,
which I guess you got a little fun with last night.
We'll tell that story. Yeah. So after the Prairie View A&M game, I said made a comment to Coach Mills after the game, asking a question about, you know, when your offense plays that good, obviously you guys aren't going to score 100 points every game, but you know what can you take away from that? And he said, well, how do you know we're not going to score 100 points every game? And then we said it again Monday morning on the radio whenever he joined here on Sports Daily, and he said, yeah, he's like I don't know why you're counting us out, TJ, joking around. And then they almost score 100 points again last night. So he let me know that they were sitting at 95 points, and he was looking over at me saying, I'm going to prove TJ wrong tonight. We're scoring 100 again.
We're all having fun, right? Yeah. When you shoot that way.
Paul Mills was jumping up and down on the sidelines last night. Like, I've never seen Paul Mills smile that much as he did last night.
It's infectious, and people will catch on, and they will be there. I mean, the listed attendance was 5,600 last night. 6:30 games are hard. I will say it's weeknight 6:30 games are a little tricky. Let's see what happens. Was a week from Saturday when they're back home on a weekend day. I think that's going to be, I was looking for tickets cause we're taking one of our kids there for their birthday. And there weren't tickets everywhere. So I'm hoping that's infectious and it catches on. And I think that it will. It's good timing for the Shockers to bring ticket prices down probably a little bit. And let's see if we can get this buzz going. Again, what sticks from last night becomes the biggest question.
I agree that, you know, the argument of, well, Loyola Chicago, you know, isn't as good as what Loyola Chicago has been. We've seen this team, you know, at times they struggled against Friends University or 2 years ago, whenever that was, last year. This is a big deal to play that well against, you know, a team that's right around. I mean, in the footprint of college basketball, like Loyola and Wichita State have been kind of there.
Well, it could have been, it could have not been a huge blowout win, right?
Yeah.
It's again,
if they won by 5, we wouldn't be talking about this stuff.
No.
Like the spread said.
And last year, they got out after the exhibition. It was to a 6-0 start. 8-1 start, of course, the loss to Florida, right? So that this isn't new. The year before that, what was it, 7-0? I believe maybe it was even more, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7-0. So it's 10-1 is what it was. Like it's not new for these Paul Mills teams to get off to a good start. But that's as good as any team. That's as good a performance as we've seen from the Shockers in the last 3 years.
Yep.
That kind of performance translates. Boise is, you know, Boise may also not be as good as we'd hoped when this thing all started. So we could be headed down that path again, but it's a true game at Boise, a team that's been in the NCAA tournament now consistently for a little while out of the Mountain West. And then it's off to the holiday tournament after a quick game against Milwaukee. Like,
I mean, if they could stay hot and shoot the ball well, like there's a lot on the table before conference play even starts. Like this, like as we've been saying, this is their toughest non-conference they've had in years. And if they can roll through that, I mean, that's pretty good.
It doesn't have the marquees like KU or K-State, but there are good games in there. And it's just right. It's just right. I just want to keep them playing well. So then individually, look, again, they're not shooting 50% from three. They're not making 16 a game. And that's fine. That's not a realistic expectation. But I do think we're seeing a team that clearly clearly could be up at that 36-37% from three, which would make them a great 3-point shooting team. And you know, the volume of it, they have a coach that is very comfortable with a high volume of threes being taken. So that creates some offense we just haven't been able to see in a long time out of Wichita
State. I think that the best way to describe it that I used last night is that Wichita State, which we talk about this all the time, they've got a little bit of Jerome Tang ball in them. Like they've got the guys that they can do that and kind of go let him cook mode. And between Giles and Gray, like, that's going to work. But I also think that what they're going to do well is that Will Berg feels like he's going to be a formidable big. Like, he's going to be good in the American Conference. Caron Boyd is super athletic. TJ Williams is super athletic. And they've got the guys that can kind of surround that. And they can find ways, other ways to score the basketball too. But I think that they've got the option, if those guys are hot, that they can go do that. And so I think that it's the good mix. It's not quite the K-State shooting 40 a game that we've seen in the past. I think that they
Look, if they're hot, shoot it, fire away. But if they're not, I think they'll be able to generate offense. That's why I like seeing them get to the free throw line pretty regularly. TJ Williams, who has been this great played story well this year, filled the stat sheet last night, even though he wasn't a scorer. That's big time stuff. And I'm glad you brought up Will Berg, because I was watching it as I'm watching it last night. I was like, man, we got to talk about Berg, because he offensively looks like he can be a thing, right? The hope I know this year was for him to come in and be able to defensively be a presence and all those things. I think he's got enough skill offensively.
Oh yeah.
That he can keep defenses honest. I mean, he took two different times, took guys one-on-one from at least 10, 12 feet out and backed him down, drove him in and made his offense happen. So yeah, I agree. Those are the things, those are the sticky things we want to see. The turnover thing, they turn the ball over. That was new, right? That was new. That would be something that would be awesome. If they just become this team that takes care of the ball like that. But the energy of it, it's just been a long time. It feels really good.
I don't know. The fact that we're sitting here talking about, like, when was the last time the Shockers looked that good? Like,
and we're not being fair to that. That's hyperbole, and that's getting caught up in the moment. I'd have to go back and look at specifically
tied the record for the least amount of turnovers committed in a game and broke the record for most threes. Like, when's the last time that they have had a game like that?
All right, TJ, let's talk some K-State here. I fully was prepared to come on and just, you know, be so pleased with everything. I don't know. Like, you're going to help me with this one. Like, what happened, and does it change the fact that for 75% of that game, K-State looked like a team that has a chance for sure to get back to the NCAA tournament, but to be a competitive team in the Big 12.
I know. That's the weird part about it, is that I feel the same way about how do you assess a team that scores 99 points but also gives up 96 points and gives up that many points in the second half especially. It's interesting. I really don't know what to take away from this game. The offense is great. I think we know that, but I think that it seems it may not be hyperbole that they might have to score 100 points every game. And that almost came true last night.
But it hasn't been true to their entire season.
Oh,
and again, I do think that it's okay, and I could be wrong about this. We'll see the next time they play, and as they play some good teams. I think it's okay to look at the majority of that game and say, okay, they look good, and then something happened. It's not... We'll draw a little bit of a parallel to, like, KU at North Carolina. I think it's okay to realize KU looked good in a half and then not good in a half. And what do we take away from that? We'll find out. I think it's okay to say K-State looked great for 75% of a game and not the last 25%. I think all that is fine. What does it tell us? It's the third game of the season. Like, they're going to have to get better. You're either going to get better or you're going to get worse. So continue to get better. But the things that we've wanted to see early in the season for K-State, outside of a defensive lapse there late in the game, We're seeing it. We're seeing Abdi Bashir be a big time shooter when they need him to be, and the capability. How about 20 points from Nate Johnson? You see that coming? Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
Good. He's good.
Yeah,
he looks really good. They've got probably three options that are like legit.
I think David Castillo looks really good.
He did.
You know, the bigs are giving them what they need. The bigs to give them Kostic, who I just keep leaning into what Wyatt Thompson says about seeing Kostic in practice, but he hasn't done much yet. If he also elevates and this remains one of the better 3-point shooting teams in the country, which it's been thus far, then the sky's the limit, because Haggerty raises their offensive floor with his ability to get to the free throw line. That's been his thing. That's why he was as highly coveted a portal guy as we've had probably ever in the transfer portal era, in K-State got him. And it's for that reason. Like, he's going to get to the line. He's going to score. And what else does K-State? That's kind of what we thought it would be. And then it's what does everybody else bring to the table this year? I have been very pleased with what we've seen from the supporting cast thus far.
I agree. It's interesting of what this, by the way, I'm looking at this. I did not realize that it was literally an 11-1 run from Cal at the end of the game. Like, hold on to your butts for the final 2 minutes of basketball last night. Like, that's insane.
What a weird experience that was. I've got the two TV thing, which I was watching up until, I don't know, it felt like at least halfway through the second half. And then it got kind of late, and so I turned that off. I walk upstairs. My wife was home a little late, so I was like, well, let me just turn the football game on. I was doing some laundry. So I did something boring, and I was just watching the end of the football game. I didn't think anything. Then they get the alert, 99-96, and I'm like, what? Sorry, what happened there? What was that?
I think the best way to describe K-State basketball is kind of what we talked about with Fitz yesterday, is the fact of, like, I don't think there's a world where they're competing for the conference. They're not going to be doing that. I don't think they're going to be like in the top four either, but they're going to be a team that like could finish top middle, and they're going to beat teams that they have no business beating because they're going to score so many points.
Well, I see, and I think it's not no business beating. I think they have every bit of business beating anybody. I think that's what we could be looking at, is a K-State team that could beat anybody anytime they take the floor, which that's not unique to them. That's what we would say about anybody inside the Big 12. Well, really, it really does apply to the entire league. But for more than that, it applies to those teams that you think that could be a tournament team, which is probably 7 to 8 of them.
They absolutely
look like they're going to fit into that group.
Yeah, exactly. They I would put, like, if we were making claims today, like, I think that they get into the tournament. Like, and they should. I think if they don't get into the tournament. I'll rephrase, because that's not harsh enough. If they don't make the tournament, it's a disappointment.
For sure. I mean, they went and got PJ Haggerty in the portal. Yeah. It is what it is. Like, you don't go get that guy out of the portal and not expect to make the NCAA tournament. Was he the number one portal guy this year? I think he was.
One of them.
He's one of the best scorers in college basketball we've had in a little while. So we'll see. If it's just a blip, we'll see if it's just a, what was that in the second half? Or if it's a bigger reason for concern as they take the floor next and get a chance to get out there and continue the things that we're seeing that we like, and not that one little thing that we saw there in the second half.
Like, that's just a question that just keeps nagging at me, is if you were in Bramlage last night, like, do you leave thinking, we won, but I feel like we just lost?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it here this morning. To be honest with you, I'm not sure. Tulsa's next. That's probably not too, but then it's Mississippi State. We're going to find out real quick with K-State. Yeah. I mean, real quick. And it's fine. It's not a big deal. I don't think. I'm not going to react to that. And this is, again, I'm not going to overreact to that. Like, I'm not going to overreact to KU playing a bad half at North Carolina. Like, I'm not going to overreact to either one of those things.
Yeah.
I think we are seeing things that we like from the teams that it are far more positive, and those have a more of a likelihood to be small blips and learning moments for the teams. So,
yeah. I mean, listen, K-State, and starting on Monday of next week, they have an 8-day stretch where they play Tulsa, Mississippi State, and at Indiana. Like, you'll learn a lot about, like,
well,
like
and,
Tulsa.
And also in that, after they play Mississippi State, they're either going to play Nebraska or New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. So, do they?
It's the Hall of Fame Classic. Yeah, they get games Thursday and Friday. And so okay.
It's changed then, because Wichita State was in that last year. They only got one game. So I don't know. They like changed the format, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's listed on their schedule anyway. So,
oh, okay. It's not on ESPN.
Yeah. So they have that, and then the Indiana game. So absolutely. They're about to get three qual. I don't know anything about Tulsa. No offense, Tulsa. Nothing. Zero. But I know Mississippi State's Chris Jans, and they're always good. Indiana will be very talented, and I assume Nebraska or New Mexico will be pretty good. I mean, they, yep. You know, for New Mexico, especially, they typically are. And so that's good. That's what this team needs. We need, again, we know more about K-State. Do we know more about K-State? We know more about K-State, certainly, than we do Wichita State. Do we know more about K-State than we do KU? Possibly. It's possible. Just because Haggerty, we've seen him play college basketball for so long. And KU's leaning on young guys. So I think they just have to – we know what they're going to do. Like, what questions do we have about them? We know exactly how they're going to play offense.
I think that's the biggest – I think that that's the biggest point to make there is that Wichita State and KU look vastly different than they have the past couple of years.
Right.
K-State, yeah. K-State hasn't changed. They've shown us what they want to do.
K-State hasn't – K-State is – they are who we thought they were. They're an offense that's going to run through Haggerty. They're going to take a bunch of threes, and they're going to let him get to the line. Exactly, I mean, what we thought they were going to be.
Right? I feel like you could fill in the blank with Haggerty, with Marquise Noel, totally, Tyler Perry. Totally.
And the reason for optimism is Haggerty is as good at that as there has been in college basketball the last couple of years. So we kind of know what to expect out of them. KU, we got to learn what Darren Peterson is. We got to learn if Flory Badunga takes another step. Who are the role players? We have like everything to learn about KU. And Wichita State, it's an entirely new roster.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. Like, there is a lot to learn early in this college basketball season. It's one of the challenges, I think, of this new era, is that happens so often. But don't be discouraged by that, because Wichita State, was it last year or 2 years ago, where they returned as many players as anybody in the country? Didn't work out. KU returned the same team for three straight years. Didn't work out. So let's embrace this. Because this is what a lot of people have been asking for a while.
I agree. I got to tell you this before we run out of time here in this segment. Our friend Chance Lebo over at the other radio station had a tweet last night about Kenyon Giles and said, a Scott Drew coaching tree product coaching an undersized guard that came from a small mid-major in the southeastern part of the country. Welcome back, Marquise Noel.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would. The different, I think a little different, but the range is the same. The range is the same.
Marquise was more of a point guard than Kenyon was.
He was a point guard. Well, Giles, the comparison is Giles can shoot from anywhere in the arena, clearly.
Correct.
Which gets us all very excited and all of those things. And if he's hitting them, here's what I like about Paul Mills is he can, and it's the same thing we see with Tang. Like, okay, you're going to hit those, take them. But, like, let's get the camera over there when he doesn't hit him and get the reaction.
I know. I love Paul Mills' press conferences. We've talked about this, are just incredible to listen to sometimes, because, like, the dude, when he's in a good mood, he'll pull out cliches like you've never heard before. Last night was one of my favorites. I asked him about, and I was like, Mike Gray and Kenyon Giles, like, how green is the green light for those guys? Like, they shot 18 threes tonight between the two of them.
Well, it's green while they're hitting him.
He said, if Kenyon Giles is 7 of 8, it's neon green. Like, he doesn't need Christmas lights at his house. It's so green.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to know what it is when he's not 7 of 8. How do they do that? Right.
I mean,
I hope they shoot 50% the rest of the year.
Paul Mills said that his job is to tell guys whenever it maybe wasn't a good shot, but he's never going to tell them it wasn't a good shot until afterwards.
Okay.
He said they have free reign.
Okay. And look, the first game they played this season, they hit 4 threes. So they can score in other ways against bad teams that they played the first two games. Last night, Loyola. I hope that we see Loyola get on a tear and be a really good team. because that could be a win that that helps the Shockers down the stretch. You know, we now root for Loyola. Let's see if that can become a great non-con win for the Shockers.
Go Ramblers.
Go Ramblers. We're coming back in the next hour. We're going to make picks. We're going to get to, I think, what Max was talking about there on his conspiracy theories. Listen, his Patriots win. He's riding high. He wants to go from the top rope. I'll never get tired of how ironic and hilarious it is to hear Patriot fans complain about conspiracies and officiating. But we'll do that. We'll have our picks. We'll have some fun here. Get you ready for the football weekend. Stick around. All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is another hour of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you here. Max Power producing. He's got the KFH line, hotline at 869-1240. We have that for you. We've got our video streams available for you on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. All of these things available for you to get in touch with the program. We have it all here. We've got some picks coming up for you. We will make those a couple absentee ballots, but we'll get you caught up on the standings for our picks, and we'll get you ready for another week of high school football. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. By the way, those high school picks, the high school talk on Sports Daily, brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. TJ, here we go. So Max played, let's just take you back if you're just joining us. We were talking about something, and off the top ropes, out of left field, Max throws in a clip of a guy complaining about a Chiefs and Lions game. Max is a conspiracy theorist. That wouldn't surprise you if you know Max. Max is also a Patriots fan.
This guy's from New York. This guy's a Jets fan.
It might surprise you to know that a Patriots fan, of all people, is complaining about their team getting some calls. Rick informed me that it is Craig Carton who rails against Kansas City, I guess, every day, Max?
I don't know. I discovered him by accident.
Okay, you probably love him now if he's a Chiefs hater.
Man tells the truth about everything.
Max, a world famous Chiefs hater. I'm like, okay, let's look up, and here's what Craig Carton, who I know used to be on the radio a ton, and I think he has a podcast now, says, "I'm a smart man. I've been around the block a few times. I'll guarantee you that there's going to be a ridiculous discrepancy in the penalties called." He's talking about Sunday's game. 12-3. The only reason the Chiefs even have this dynasty is because the officials have helped them along the way. They've been the 12th man for the Chief. Do you remember, Max, Deflategate?
Yeah, the BS that they didn't measure the Colts balls. He put up 30-some points on him in the second half.
Do you remember the Tuck rule?
That was a rule. I told you it happened 7 times during the regular season. Look it up. You were only 3 at the time.
Do you remember who got the most calls for roughing the passer by far?
Oh, please.
During for about 10 years?
Go watch the highlights of Super Bowl 53 when Aaron Donald throws him on the ground. The ref goes, "Oh, please don't do that to him."
I'm just asking a question.
That was
for a Patriots fan. Please. For a Patriots. Do you remember? Oh, yeah. Forgot one. Do you remember Spygate?
They all were doing that in the. Do you remember Shanahan filming on the hill against the looking at the Chargers? Oh, of course you know, because you were 2.
Was it cheating when Shanahan did it?
I don't know. Bill Parcells, who taught it, said, "Change your signals."
Uh-huh. Was it against the rules?
I don't know.
It was. I do know.
Only because Goodell said it was.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't go film other people's practices.
They didn't film the Rams practice. That's Marshall Faulk's bitterness because they beat him up in the Super Bowl.
Bitterness is a good term to use here, Max. Bitterness is key. Max is a Chiefs hater. Look, the conspiracy thing, like, again, like,
they told him to take out Tom Brady's leg, Brandon Flowers.
Where do you think Kansas City ranks this year, Max, in penalties called against them in the NFL?
I don't know, last. They no. never get calls. They never get called
no.
against.
No, they're right. They've got the 13th most penalties called against them this year. What was the last time they won the Super Bowl? 20, what was that, 23? Right? 23?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were about, I don't know, 18th in the league. It's just like, it's not a thing. It's a thing because for the same reason. And listen, let me say this too. It wasn't really a thing for the Patriots either. I didn't buy it then. The reason people do it is because they play in every stinking primetime game. So we watch their games as a collective audience far more than we watch a Browns Bengals game. We're not watching these other teams every week. The reality is NFL officiating, they get a lot wrong all the time in every game that we see. That's a bigger story, right? Like that's the bigger story. Like you can't sit here as a Patriots fan and tell me, oh, it's okay that they cheated in Spygate. It's okay the Deflategate thing. That wasn't really cheating. That was only kind of.
You let ESPN
was doing it. Like,
you're
ESPN so nonchalant in your excuse making for the Patriots, for Bill Belichick, the great rule bender that he was. But you're so mad when the Chiefs get a roughing the passer call. Like, come on.
That was me. That was Craig. Craig Mortensen. Who lied about everything in that? Forget it. You believe everything ESPN tells you. You can't be helped.
I can't watch ESPN. I don't know what you're talking about.
You believe the you did. You could before in the magic bullet.
Even,
yeah, even, one bullet killed Kennedy.
I can't even watch it right now. I don't know what they're saying. I don't ever know what anybody's saying.
That was way back. I know you were. You weren't even born when Spygate happened, were you?
Spygate? Yeah. I was probably in high school.
I was born when Spygate was going on.
What are you guys, like 20?
Yeah, that's right. You keep that up. We'll get you a raise. TJ actually is pretty close to that. I'm not. I'm not.
You guys
not
just
quite.
Look youth. I look in the mirror and I see, who's this old guy looking at me? Oh, God, that's me.
I don't know, man. I'm getting there. Maybe not there with Max along the tooth. All right, 869-1240. We're coming off Shocker wins last night. We're coming off K-State wins last night. Both basketball teams look really good. They don't play this weekend, which is annoying. It's fine. I'm sure there's good reason for it. As a fan, I'm saying it's annoying. We want to see them play. So our game this weekend that we watch, TJ, is Princeton for KU. Princeton, not good this year. They've had a couple of years where they've been like, okay, maybe this ain't one of them. Obviously, the thing we watch is Darren Peterson good to go? I mean, is there any for first and foremost at Allen Fieldhouse? Are we going to see Darren Peterson play in this game? All leading up to, of course, Tuesday night when they play Duke at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's the biggest question. Obviously, is what's it going to look like? Is the hamstring healed? Is the cramps healed? Is he good enough to go on Saturday? Because you need him to be good enough to go on Tuesday. Princeton also, you know, obviously it's Princeton, not Duke, but Princeton is a team that we've seen do stuff in the NCAA tournament. Like they aren't quite the slouch of a mid-major team. They're one of the best in the Ivy League. So, you know, you'd like to have him out there to see what it's going to look like as a full unit. You'd like to see him out there and see him play 40 minutes. Selfishly, I want to see him out there and play 40 minutes and have him be hot to see how many points he can score, because I want to see what it really looks like for a true 40-minute sample, because the only time we've seen him play 40 minutes was whenever they lost to North Carolina, and I think he still actually came off the court in that game. So that's not even true.
You want to know why I want to see him out there? So what? Max and his conspiracy theory friends can't start brewing it up about what's going on behind the scenes with Darren Peterson. I'm already tired of that story. I don't have the energy for that for the next 4 months. Like, oh, is he getting busy, getting paid for his draft stock? And does he have like these agreements set up that he has to, like, can he just have a sore hammy that they're not going to push it against Texas A&M Corpus Christi with? Like, can that just be okay for a little bit? Can we just get a little further into the season before we start all that business, please? I can't.
Hey, everybody wants to be first. Sometimes it's better to be first than right.
No, listen, I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm not saying that at all. Obviously, it was valid with Dylan Edwards at K-State. I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm just saying I don't have the energy for it. I just want to watch the basketball games everybody, and then talk about the basketball game.
Everybody on freaking social media now is such a gotcha, and everybody wants to be the gotcha and say, oh, I said that back in August. I said this before the season even started. It drives me bonkers.
You pulled a 6-second clip from me yesterday.
Tucker's
3-point
shooting. Yeah, I'm not going to go after college kids' character. I'll go after Jacob Albrock's character. That's right. Fine.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited.
I want to see him play. I want to see him play because he's awesome. I mean, that's
what I'm saying. Like, that's the biggest driver for me is I want to just see what. That's the biggest driver for me is I just want to see like the true number one pick sample. Like we saw it for a half against Green Bay. Like I want to see it for 40 minutes. Like I want to see him score 40 points because I think he can.
But do you want to see it if he's not fully healthy, or would you rather them take it easy and get fully healthy?
I'd rather him be healthy, but I mean,
I think honestly, now maybe they're being more cautious with him than they would a second year play than El Marco Jackson, right? Maybe, but they should be being more cautious with him. If you want to continue to get that level of recruit behind the scenes, you have to acknowledge the fact that. Yeah, we also have to protect this kid in his future. That's a part of it. That's why Cal always got those guys, right? Because he was very aware and engaged in helping them take this step to the next one. And that's fine. He's going to be fired up to play basketball. Let's make sure he's healthy. We'll see them Saturday. All right, when we come back, let's make some picks. It's Sports Daily. We've got the results. We got the receipts. And we'll look ahead to the college and NFL weekend next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. It is a Friday fit from our friends over at 35 by 70 Golf Co. Paul, I need to get you in this hat right here. It's a good hat. We need to get Mr. Savage in one of these. TJ and I both have one. All kinds of good stuff, all kinds of good gear there at 35 by 70. These are a company made up of great stewards of the game of golf here in the city of Wichita. TJ, you're getting taught a few things from one of them at the moment as a sidebar. So let's support them. Let's support a great local company. If you go to 35by70golfco.com right now, you can enter the promo code Jacob and get 10% off. We say good morning to Mr. Paul Savage. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, fellas. How are you guys doing? By the way, with regards to our friends with the golf company, if you get me that hat, I'll wear it. Every time I'm on the show, I'll wear it. How's that? I'll wear it.
We're going to get Max. I'm going to get Max one of these, too.
Max got such a beautiful head of hair. I don't even think
Max, are you like... Max, are you a hat guy? You don't strike me as a hat guy.
No, my head's funny shaped or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't wear them too often anymore either. When I'm golfing, I do, though, and I like that one. All right, let's get everybody caught up here. So Brandon and Tommy have meetings because they're lame. So you've got the three of us here to make the picks. We've got the receipts. TJ, real quick before we hit it and get into the picks, let's go through the receipts from last week. I got to say, Brandon Zinner had an incredible week.
Wow.
It is just as hard to go 0-6 as it is to go 6-0, and our buddy went 0-6. That takes skill. That takes a lot of skill.
It's hard to do, and he did it. He definitely did it. I got all the standings here. As you said, Brandon with the headline, 0-6 last week. Tommy with a 2-4. TJ and Paul each go 3-3, and Jacob goes 4-2. So with that, we have a new last place in the Sports Daily group chat. Brandon, it falls to 30-41, 11 games under 500. Tommy and I tied for second to last, 32-39. Then Paul at 34-37, and Jacob is the only one batting over 500, 39-32.
I'll take a bow. By the way, speaking of picks and bets, we didn't talk about it yesterday. Drake May was the first touchdown scorer, but my hedge last night, my hedge hit. My hedge was Justin Fields. So that was a fruitful one. That was a good one. The trend continues. Quarterbacks and tight ends in primetime. Just you know, we were on a little bit of a slow stretch there, two games without it, and we got back to it last night. And I hope everybody followed the trend. All right, let's hit it, Max. Let's get to some picks.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
Man, I gotta be honest. I gotta, I need to make another thread where we all trash talk. That's not the thread where I put the games we're trying to pick. Because trying to go back and forth in this text thread is interesting. But here's what we've got. We'll pick Texas at Georgia, K-State at Oklahoma State, Utah, and Baylor in the college world. No, sorry. Again, same issues here. Yeah, that's right. And then we'll go Bears, Vikings, Seahawks, Rams, and Chiefs, Broncos in the NFL. Okay, so let's just take this in a little bit of a round robin here. We'll give the other guys picks first. So we're going to start with Texas and Georgia. Georgia minus 6.5. We've got both Tommy and Brandon on Georgia. I'm leading the way. I'll pick this. I'm going to take the 6.5 points, and I'm going to take Texas. We were just talking about this. I've become a bit of an Arch Manning fan because but just because this kid's last name is Manning and he had all this hype, we're all supposed to just like automatically dislike him. Like, come on, let the kid play quarterback. Let him get better. He's getting better. Texas can keep it close against Georgia. I think Texas is still pretty good. Georgia probably wins this game, but I'll take the 6.5 points. I'll take the Longhorns. Give me Texas. TJ?
TJ, I'm going with the Dogs. Give me Georgia. I'll lay the 6.5 points. Excuse me. I think they are worlds better than Texas. I think that Texas has sputtered in some bad SEC spots, so I think it's a chance for Georgia to roll at home and flex their muscle a little bit as these games start to matter more and more. I'm picking Georgia minus 6.5.
Paul, you going to give me this island? You going to give me the Arch Manning Island?
You know something? I think I might, because let me ask you guys a question. Who has been more disappointing in the college ranks over the last several years than this young man? Mr. Manning, he has been a total disappointment. He is underachieved. I still wonder if he's reached his potential, because I don't think he has, just based upon the gene pool from which he comes.
But again, here's what I think is a little bit unfair, because I don't think you're wrong. He has underachieved because we thought he was going to step on campus on day one and be a star. He couldn't even start. But Quinn Ewers was good, right? So
he was.
I think it's taken longer for us to see him play, and I think because of that, the early season jitters and struggles of learning how to do it are also showing true. But I also think he's still really good, and I think he's getting better. I think both of those things can be true.
I think both those things can be true. But when you have the name Manning, I'm telling you right now, expectations. You know, if you have the last name Cleland, there's a lot to be expected of you. You know what I mean? There's a lot to be expected of. I mean, and usually you don't live up to it.
That's what I feel where Arch is. I'm letting the family pull down as well.
There you go. So I'm just saying it's hard for me at this point to pick against Georgia. And Jacob, congratulations, my friend. I am leaving you on Texas Island.
Arch Island. Shout out, by the way, to one of our great listeners, last name of Cleland, that is no relation to TJ Cleland. Saw him out playing golf at Crestview yesterday.
Oh, cool.
All right. The next one we're going to pick, K-State, Oklahoma State. 19.5 points, boys. 19.5 points. TJ, you're up first here. Before you do that, we've got Tommy taking K-State. We've got Brandon taking K-State.
I'm going to be in attendance in Stillwater for this game, and I think I'm just going to play this off of what happened in the KU game and the fact that KU scored on every single possession in the second half. They scored a touchdown in every single possession in the second half. I don't think that they punted the ball away, and they couldn't cover their 24.5, and I think that that's just because you have to score a lot of points to cover numbers like this. I think that Oklahoma State will probably score one touchdown, maybe. Like, I don't think K-State's got that much offense in them. I'm taking the 19.5.
Paul?
Well, it is a lot of points in it. It's a lot of points until you start to remember just how bad Oklahoma State is. And they're not very good, guys. They're done. They'll be checking in their equipment in the next 3-4 weeks, and they'll be glad it's done. They'll be glad to check the equipment in. That's not the way most football players are. You're never glad to check in your equipment. But this team is going to be glad. This has been a disaster. I think the disaster will continue. K-State will show up and make a point, because they have underachieved themselves, and they'll want to make a point with Oklahoma State. I hate to do this because I hate to give up 19.5 points, but I'm going to take K-State along with Brandon and – oh, my gosh, Brandon took K-State, didn't they?
Brandon and Tommy took K-State.
All right, I'll go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and take K-State too, even though took them.
I'm not giving you that island, TJ.
Oh,
I'm kind of with you. 19.5 is a lot, man, for a team that – I still don't even know what they are offensively. Avery's played well this year as a passer, but they just they've really struggled to identify themselves offensively. And 19.5 on the road is a big number. So I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take K-State's going to win the game, but I think Oklahoma State might be able to cover 19.5. They'll get up for this game a little bit. And just have some fun out there, and we'll see what they can get it done. But I'm also going to take the 19.5 points. Two dogs for me so far. Utah at Paul's Baylor Bears. I put a couple of these in. It's too bad. I put Baylor in just for Paul, and I put the Vikings in just for Brandon. Brandon's not even here. So, Paul, let's start with Baylor. 7.5-point home underdogs to another team I know you love in Utah. Where are you going with this?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's not forget this game is being played at Savage Stadium, so that's a home game for the Baylor Bears, and so this is going to be an interesting game. I have missed on Utah numerous times this year. I've taken them because I think I've overrated them through the course of the year. I thought they would be better. Now, I'm not saying they're not a good football team. They're good, a very good football team. But they haven't covered like I thought they would throughout the course of the season. But, you know, just being emotional. And for this game, I want you to know I broke out the old Baylor class ring. See it right there?
There it is.
There it is, right there, baby. Look at that. Little diamond in the middle of that thing. You guys got to eat your heart out. So
you
I
put
broke
a diamond
out the old
in your class ring?
Huh?
Jeez.
Yeah. That's
a diamond in your class ring?
It's a mom and dad thing. What can I tell you? Mom, I don't need a diamond. Well, you're getting a diamond. You know, one of those kind of little deals. Anyway, they bought it for me. After all, I didn't cost them a dime to go to college, if you know what I mean. So it was
all that NIL money back in the day.
Oh, right. Boy, don't. I predict if I was an NIL, I'm going to say I'd be in the 400,000 range.
Probably.
That's about where I think I'd be. I think that's pretty safe to say. But anyway, probably. I'm going to take Baylor. Come on now.
Baylor, plus 7.5.
Yeah, and you knew I was going to take it, didn't you?
Just real quick, Tommy is taking Utah. Brandon is taking Utah. That means I got to fade, baby. I'll take some more points here. I'll take Baylor at home. I like Utah, too, but I'm kind of with you, Paul. I've been off on them a little bit this year. I don't know why.
No.
The best thing for the Big 12 is for Utah to win this game, right? Utah's got a chance still to maybe be a third team in there. So, you know, my heart is telling me, like, go Utah. Like, let's get as many Big 12 teams as we can. But 7.5 points at home for a good team in this league, I can't turn away 7.5 points. DJ?
I'm going to lay the 7.5 points. I'm picking the Utes in this one. I think that they are a buzzsaw, so I think that they can go on the road and get this one done. Baylor's had its struggles. They were a team that was supposed to be really good. They've sputtered a little bit from where they think their expectations were, but I think that's in part just due to the Big 12 being really good. Yep. Utah is the creme de la creme, though, of the Big 12.
All right, let's go to the NFL now. We've got up first Bears-Vikings. I'll be perfectly honest, the reason this game's in here is because I wanted to hear Brandon squirm about his Minnesota Vikings. So it's still a good game. I am excited about this game. Vikings are 2.5-point home favorites at the Bears. Tommy is taking the Bears. Brandon is taking the Bears. So, look, Minnesota has been a little disappointed, but we're looking at two young quarterbacks here, one who's had a whole lot of games under his belt. Both have shown us signs of being pretty good. Both have shown us signs at times of not so much. TJ, what do you like in this one?
I am going to lay the points with J.J. McCarthy. They got it done against the Lions, and I think that that's enough to convince me that they can get it done against the Bears. It's going to take a lot of points. The Bears' offense is awesome, but I think that there's something there with the Vikings. I think that we've been due to see some more J.J. McCarthy since we've been so confused about what they are. I think we could see it here.
This feels like such a big opportunity for Caleb Williams for me, because I think J.J. McCarthy is going to play well in this game, too. The Bears' defense isn't very good. When you have, you know, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson and some of the weapons that Minnesota has, they have their running backs back. Now, I'm going to take the Vikings also, by the way, at -2.5. But I think there's a big opportunity for Caleb Williams. It's a part of that class. We're all talking about Drake May now. Last year, we were all talking about Jaden Daniels. Quietly, Caleb Williams is developing into a pretty good quarterback. Now he has the stage against one of these other guys in the class. I expect him to play well also. I just think the Vikings are a better team right now. So I'll take the Vikings and I'll lay the 2.5. Paul?
Well, you know, I've never been a Caleb Williams fan. You know, I just, he has not convinced me that he has what it takes. Now, is he getting better? Yeah, he's getting better. Congratulations on that. Bears, as you had mentioned, if you had to pick one defense over the other in this particular game, I think it's obvious you would take the Vikings defense over the Bears defense. At least I certainly would. So with those two factors, and I'm not saying anything bad about Caleb Williams. I'm not doing that. But I think under all the circumstances, this being a road game for the Bears going into Minnesota, even though Minnesota's giving up 2.5 points, I'm also taking the Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings and give the 2.5.
I think it'll be a good game. All right, Rams at Seahawks. Boy, we were all wrong about the Rams last week, or most of us were anyway. Rams -3. You've got Tommy on the Rams. You've got Brandon on the Seahawks. I think I'm up first on this one. The Seattle story is awesome, but, man, I think the Rams are great. The Stafford story is good. I'm a little hesitant here. I'm going to take the Rams -3 because Devontae Adams, who's getting older, kind of came up lame toward the end of that game. I think they need him. I do. So it looks like he's going to play. So I'll go ahead and I'll take the Rams. But Seattle has been the most dominating team so far this year. But on the road in L.A., what P.J. Glasser be so mad at me for not taking Seattle on the road. But I'm going to take the Rams -3. T.J.?
I'm taking the Seattle on the road because of P.J. Glasser. Also because of the fact that I think the Seahawks might be the best team in football. I'm almost ready to give them that title if they can win this one. I think that they may earn that from the Book of Cleveland. They might be the best team in football. I think that they can get it done here.
Paul?
Not enough points for the Rams. -3. It's not enough points. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Seahawks, too, because this is a team that is quietly showing us something under the radar. I am also taking the Seahawks.
And they've beaten good teams. Point differential matters.
That's right.
We know that in the league. All right. Chiefs -3.5 is where we're going to take this one. At the Broncos, Paul, you start us off here. You've got Tommy on the Chiefs. Brandon is on the Broncos. Where's Paul Savage?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a tough game for me. Broncos are one of my favorite teams. It's, you know, it's part of my life. You know, Colorado's a deal with me. You know, so the Broncos are important, but not quite as important as the Chiefs, Max. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me, Max. There's no eye rolling when I make a prediction. I'm taking the Chiefs in spite of Max's eye rolls.
Max is the world-class Chief hater. All right.
He's
going to like your pick then, TJ.
I am picking the Broncos +3.5. I think that this is going to be like a two-point game. It's going to be down to the wire. I really want to pick the Chiefs now just out of spite of Max for the way he's acting.
Yeah, that's
today.
Right, Max.
But I'm going to take Broncos +3.5.
The Chiefs have to win this game, right? Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes.
They have all their offensive linemen back. We expect all their offensive linemen to play. It is the national window, and they are a much better team than Denver. It is that there is the elephant in the room of the pass rush, but the Chiefs are a better team. They got to have the game. It's coming out of a bye week, and Andy Reid out of the bye week isn't getting as much run as it usually gets and his record and all those things, but it's fantastic. Give me the Chiefs. I'm going to take it at 3.5. I'd take it at 9.5.
Oh, you would not.
But I'll take it at 3.5. Give me the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win this game, and that's it. The Broncos are fakes. They're fakers. They're fakes. I'll play that clip in Denver. Send it to our buddy Bruce Hurdle out there. We'll see the Chiefs, see if they can do it. Denver's got a good pass rush, though, man. They do have a good pass rush. That should be a fun game. That's the picks. TJ's got them in. That's six games. We're going to have some movement. We were all over the map. Not a lot of agreement this week.
I know. We got TJ, Jacob, and Brandon all with three dogs and three favorites. So it's going to be some shakeups.
Yeah, listen, when you're at the top, you got to keep it interesting. I can't just run away with this thing. We got to keep the people interested. Let them think you guys have a chance,
Paul,
you know.
Paul Savage right now is what your side mirrors on your car say, Paul. You know what it is?
What's that?
Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah, that's
He's
right.
coming.
Yeah, I'll tell you
well,
what, four
the,
or five
what are you there? Paul, are you the two or three time defending champion?
Three times.
I think it's three.
Three straight,
yeah, I think
three
it is
straight
two.
Years champion.
All right. I am going to hand this to TJ and Paul, our high school football experts here on the show. I'm stepping out a little bit early today, but TJ, catch Kansas coverage tonight. Looking forward to it. This is the most this might be my favorite round of the high school football playoffs.
Yep.
Be perfectly honest with you, historically, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome one for sure. The best part about it is that kind of the city of Wichita is running this round of the playoffs, it seems. In Class 6A, especially the biggest class in the state of Kansas, there's three teams left in 6A West that reside in Sedgwick County. And, one of them just happened to knock off Paul's Blue Aces a week ago. So we'll start there, the Mays Eagles. I don't think that anybody thought that Mays was going to be this good year, Paul, but – man, they are 10-0, and they look just as good as the years when Avery Johnson was there.
Well, they're really a special football team, and who makes that go is their quarterback. They've got an outstanding quarterback. Good. I'll tell you what, all the years I've coached – I've coached a lot of years of football. Only about a third of them are at the high school level. But every year I've ever coached at high school, I've never quite seen a kid as tough to tackle, as talented a runner – as the quarterback at Mays. And by the way, I was a coach on those teams with I was a defensive coach, and of course Bryce Brown from East High few years back was as good of running back as I've ever seen. But this kid is just something special at Mays. I honestly thought last week, and I was really invested into last week with the East High Blue Aces, I really thought we had a really great shot at playing with these guys. But they're good, they're big, they're talented, they move well. The running back, I mean, the quarterback is just in a world of his own. And that is a special football team. I'll tell you what, that's the team that when I look at all the teams that are still left on the east or the west side of the bracket, I'm thinking to myself, Mays is the one I don't want to play. And they're just that talented. But they're also big and physical. On offense. Now, defense might be a place where, they can be had a little bit. They've got to step up. They're not as big on defense as their offense is, but it's still a very, very good, aggressive defense. But they're still, I think, now that we've played them, I believe they are the team to beat on the east side of the bracket.
Yeah, it's saying something considering the other teams that are alive in here. Obviously talking about Braden Maiavilla, the quarterback there. We've talked about his story. He was a basketball player, and they convinced him to play quarterback, and now he's one of the best in the entire state. And he seems to be picking up Division I interest by the week as he keeps going on. And the more that he keeps playing, the more film he's going to have. So I'd keep an eye on him, right. Definitely. But as you said, they might be the team to beat in 6A West. That's a big compliment considering the other two teams in Sedgwick County that are still alive. They play each other tonight. This is the game that it feels like we always want to see in Class 6A, and we finally get it. Derby going to Wichita Northwest. These two, I don't think they play each other in a long time, and I don't think that Northwest has ever beaten Derby, I believe, if I did my research right. Both of these guys, I mean, this is a college football game, Paul.
Well, and it is, and of course, we all wonder about Derby. Is this the Derby of the past? I'm not sure that it is, but on the other hand, if you remember, TJ, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about Carroll. Now, Carroll beat, and the reason people have that little doubt in their mind about Derby, is this the Derby of the past, years? And people go, well, how did Carroll beat him? Carroll hasn't been very good. Well, let me rephrase that, because if you remember on this show, early in the season, you and I discussed that both of us thought Carroll was going to be one of those teams you got to reckon with, and Carroll beat Derby. And I knew they were going to be pretty good. I watched enough film on them before we played them and got beat by them. And you and I both had at that point says, this Carroll team can beat a lot of people, and they beat Derby. And that's what people base this whole thing on.
Yeah.
Is Derby as good as they've been? Well, what film I've seen, and I've seen them, I think I've seen two films on them, and that's it. So I'm no expert on Derby by any means. But from what I can see is that, no, I'm not sure they're quite as good. Now, I'm not saying they're chopped liver. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they are. I don't know that they're quite as big. They've lost some really good players on the defensive line from last year. Maybe one of the most physical football teams up front on the defensive line that I've ever seen at the high school level. That's saying something, by the way, my friend. And when you lose that, it becomes hard to replace, and it does make a difference. So with that being said, I think this is a competitive game. I think it's fairly even matched, having played Northwest and know what they have. And by the way, that's a team that's loaded with Division I guys. That team has last I heard was 8 or 9 Division I kids. For all I know, it's up to 10 or 11. I haven't heard.
I think that they've at least got double-digit guys that have taken phone calls from the Division I coaches for sure. Okay. So, as you said, this year isn't the Derby team that we've seen in the past. They're a 6 seed in the playoffs, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's the month of November. Like, all those things kind of go out the window. Derby's got experience winning a lot of playoff games. They kind of were awesome the first 2 weeks. When they went to Junction City last week, they looked great there. And as I said, Wichita Northwest, I don't think they've ever beaten Derby. So, you'd think that the Grizzlies are the favorites in this one, but it's tough to pick against the Derby Panthers in the month of November. Down to 5A, we'll keep going here. Our game of the week, actually, for Ketchikan-Kansas tonight isn't in the Metro. We're going up to Salina as we get the Mayor's Cup tonight, Paul. Salina South had one regular season win, and they have beaten Andover and Liberal. Two upsets at the start of the playoffs. Now it's Salina Central versus Salina South tonight in the playoffs. That's about as cool of a story as you can get in the town of Salina, I imagine.
It is. And yet, having played Mays, I got film on both Salina and Salina South. So believe it or not, I've seen some film on both those teams. Yeah. And I got to confess, I don't think Salina South can play with them. I mean, that we've been saying that for, what, 2 straight weeks? They can't play with whoever they want. But with that being said, they have a lot of areas of concern if I was one of their coaches. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to stick with them. And this, I'm going to give them some bulletin board material, I guess, if they want to get it in the next, 8 hours and post it, that'll be fine. But I'm not sure that they can play with them. I'm talking about Salina Central playing with Salina. I just don't think that they're capable of sticking with them. They're not fast enough. They're not physical enough. They're not big enough. And I think they're going to have a hard time putting the halt to Salina's offense. I just think that. That's based off of, what, a game and a half of film I've seen.
Yeah.
So who am I to say? But I've seen enough to know that they're a regular average football team. They're not special enough to be at this point in the playoffs, and yet, guess what? Here they are.
I was going to say, it doesn't really matter when you get into playoff time, because I bet that people were saying the same thing whenever they played Andover. Andover was one of the best teams in Class 5A,
right,
and they got wiped out in that first week. The defense kind of smothered Andover, so it's an awesome story for them. I can't imagine what's going on in that locker room. They're in the toughest league in the state of Kansas, basically, or at least the western part of the state,
right,
of the ABCTL Division I. You know, they're playing the derbies, they're playing the mazes, and they kind of, have had their struggles going through all these really good teams. Now they're in the playoffs, and I think that all that battle testedness is showing up. They get the crosstown rival tonight. If they can get that one done, they're going to talk about this one to their grandkids in however many years that's going to be. It's going to be awesome out there. Keep going. Great Bend and Hayes is the other 5A West matchup. We've talked a lot about Great Bend. They're probably the best team in the state, probably the best team in 5A at least. I think with St. Thomas Aquinas going down, they're probably the favorite to win Class 5A. But we'll keep going here. Staying in the Metro in Class 4A, Capen, 9-1. They have Wellington tonight out at Wichita Heights. Capen, Paul, I think that they, of the teams that we talk about and we go Emporia to the Colorado border, Capen's probably one of the best 5 of them.
I think you're probably right. And let's just take it one step further. In honor of our buddy Weston Sharks, they're really well coached. That's a well coached football team. What they do well. They don't do that many things, but what they do well. And that's how you become a championship football team. You know, you're talking about a team that on offense they're going to run ISO. They're going to run power off tackle. They're going to run trap. They're going to run toss. They're going to run a little zone. They're going to run a little inside zone. But the 5-6 plays that they run, I'm telling you right now, they run them as well as anybody in the state of Kansas. And when you're that good at what you do, it's hard to stop. You can even say, hey, yell across the field, hey, we're running trap next play. And you still can't stop it. That's sort of the way. That's just the way they are. Hats off to Weston Sharp and his Sharts and his staff. That's a compliment is what I'm giving him. I'm giving him a great compliment. And so, but anyway, it's. I don't know that this is going to be a close game. It might be, Wellington is still a good football team. I mean, listen, any team that's still playing right now is more than I can say about my team. So, you know, it's going to be a fun game. But I think Capen will be too much for Wellington to handle.
Yeah, 4A is going to be a lot of fun on the other side of the 4A West matchup. Our other local team still in it, the Augusta Orioles. They're just like Salina South. They had 3 wins in the regular season. Then they go on the road to McPherson. They get it done. They go on the road to Mulvane, the 2 seed. They get it done there. Now they have to go up to Wamego tonight up in Riley County, I think. I don't know what county they're in, something like that. But, I mean, Paul, I feel like a broken record at this point, but it's cliche. But whenever you get into the playoff time, whatever you did for the first 2 months of the season does not matter at all.
That's right. Kids gel at a different time, and we went to a Jubilee deal with Augusta this summer, and I'm going to tell you right now, Augusta has one of the best quarterbacks I'd seen all over the place. That guy throws the football, and I'm sitting there thinking I don't even know where he's going to go to college. I hope he's going. I hope somebody's looking at him, because I saw that kid in the summertime, and this is full pads. It's full team, full pads, and this kid is a player. He is a player, and I would not be surprised to see Augusta have a great run. I wouldn't be surprised to see him win tonight. I would be a little surprised to see him, you know, win a state championship. But I'll tell you what, that is a team because of a quarterback who has tremendous ability to find receivers, and he has about 2 or 3 receivers that really know how to get open. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with Augusta getting this far. Something's gelling, my friend. Something's gelling. And you know who knows what it is? Those guys in that locker room. No one else may even understand it. I don't know that I understand it. But something's gelling in that locker room. And it's whatever it is, it's working for them. And congratulations to Augusta. They deserve it. That's a good football team.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, I just saw that your name tag said that your name is now Jackson Schneider, not Paul Savage. We didn't even change it over for you. The fans are going to let us hear about that. We could sit here and talk about high school football for hours and hours. We got local teams in every single classification. We didn't even get into Andale and 3A. They get Pratt tonight. That's a game that's going to be a lot of fun. Andale is just so good at what they do. So going to be a lot of fun. Catch a Kansas show tonight at 10:35. You can hear the high school scoreboard show at 10 o'clock. Paul, thanks for coming in on a Friday. No game tonight for the Aces, unfortunately. So you can study, do some film, and get ready to be an extra sports next week.
Attaboy, I like the way you think.
All right, that's going to do it for a Friday edition of Sports Daily. Thanks to Jacob. Thanks to Paul. It's going to be a busy weekend here on the Station of Networks. On Saturday morning, we'll have K-State football pregame ahead of their matchup down in Stillwater in Oklahoma State. We'll have more on that on Monday morning if they can cover that 19.5-point spread. Also got some Butler Grizzlies football on KNSS. That starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we get the Chiefs on KNSS pregame coverage with Joshua Briscoe. Our Chiefs insider starts at 2 p.m. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend of sports coverage, as it's been a busy past couple of days. Lots of basketball yesterday. We go right back into football mode. It's crossover season. Tonight, though, high school football. We got the Catch a Kansas show over on KWCH. And, of course, the high school scoreboard show here on KFH, 10 p.m. tonight. Be sure to tune in for Jacob, for Paul, for Max, for TJ. Thanks for tuning in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.